Well, welcome to another podcast episode here for Wildfire Church. We are located in Apopka, Florida. My name is David Lee. I am the lead pastor here at Wildfire Church, and I am so excited to come to you today. I know it's been actually a couple months since our last episode, and that is definitely not what we're trying to do. However, as you can probably assume, summer is wild for ministries as well as it is for families with all the vacation times going on and different projects we're all trying to accomplish. So wanted to come to you today because school has started this week, and I'm very excited to get back into this. I thank God there are so many great things happening in this church. God's really moving in this congregation, and I just thank God that He is building this house for His glory. As the scripture says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor, labor in vain. And that is my prayer today, that everything that we do here in this ministry, here locally and abroad, is always led first by the hand of God. Everything starts with Him. We accomplish nothing if it's not for His glory. So, going to today, what is on my heart? I felt the Holy Spirit convict me on this, and I felt like sharing this question to you. Have you ever felt rushed or impatient in your time with the Lord? My guess is that you have, and I can certainly say that I have felt rushed and impatient myself. There's really so much going on this day and age. We are busier than ever. The last episode, we talked about being distracted, and I think this goes hand in hand with that. We have so much going on. We are so rushed. We have to accomplish things so quickly because we're in a now day and age. And we live in a time where we are progressively conditioning our minds to being impatient. We can order things on Amazon or Uber Eats or any type of delivery service and get them within minutes or a few hours. We can open up our phones and we have a question and we can research something and get an answer immediately. You can even access sermons as you want. And I think that's a wonderful tool, by the way. But access sermons anytime you want instead of having to wait for a Wednesday or Sunday night service. And when I read the Word of God, the thing I understand most about God is that He works in His own timing. He doesn't operate on our schedule. You think back to 40 years that the Israelites were in the wilderness waiting for the Promised Land, 3.5 years of drought, 70 years of exile to the Babylonian Empire. God doesn't work on our schedule. And that is why it is so important to learn to wait on God. And that's what I want to focus today. I want to focus on waiting on God in a day and age where waiting seems to be the most unpopular, uncommon thing. So I'm going to share with you 4 points on why we should wait. We're going to go against the grain of what we are conditioning our minds, what society has conditioned us to, and we're going to learn to wait on God. So 4 points on why we wait. The first being, it builds patience. Now this one's pretty obvious, but it builds up this enduring mindset. And our impatience reveals our motives. It reveals whether we are really desperate to see God move in the areas that we are praying for, or if we're just seeking short-term results. The second point on why we wait is it transforms our character. After murdering an Egyptian slave master, Moses ran into exile. And many don't realize this, but he was in exile for 40 years while God developed this purpose in Moses and he built his character. You don't realize that it was 40 years. Some people base their knowledge of Moses on the movie Prince of Egypt, which, by the way, is, I think, a lovely movie and has some of the best music in an animated film out there. But alas, we're talking about 40 years of being in the desert while God is developing these leadership traits and these characteristics, and He's developing His purpose in Moses. So in the waiting, God is transforming the character of Moses. And we know how that turns out later on. My third point, it builds anticipation. There is nothing sweeter than the feeling of receiving something you have waited patiently for. Think about those feelings of Christmas morning when you were a child, or your birthday, just waiting on this special gift. Maybe you've been waiting a long time. I can think about my son right now. He's about to turn 5 years old, and none of that happens until the end of the year, and he's constantly thinking about, well, I can get this train set for my birthday, or I can get this for my birthday. And he gets so excited about the thought of that. And so when he receives those things, the joy on his face from the waiting will be even greater. My fourth and final point, it builds intimacy and dependency on God. He reveals so much more to us when we wait on him. And it develops a closeness when we sit there in the waiting and we sit there and forget about the things that have distracted us, the things that are hectic and rushed. And in those times of waiting, he shows himself to us. And he reveals so much more to us when we depend on him in those times of waiting. So again, those 4 points on why we wait. It builds our patience. It transforms our character. It builds anticipation. And it builds intimacy and dependency on God. Before I conclude, I'll share a few scriptures with you to really give you some encouragement. Psalm 27:14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Finally, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 says, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. So we now know why we wait. Well, how do we wait? These things are obvious, but we have to practice them. How do we wait? We wait in our time of worship. Whether you're listening to music, or you're sitting quietly in thankfulness and praise to God for his goodness, for his beauty. Take time. Don't rush it. Another way we wait is in our prayer. We pray for a new closeness with him. We pray for others. And we speak to him, not in idle babblings, as the Bible says, but in conversation with the Father. And we as children can speak to him. He knows the desires of your heart. So don't rush it. Just speak to him and take your time. Have a good conversation with the Lord today. Lastly, we do this by meditating on the Word. Don't just barrel through Scripture like you're trying to meet some kind of reading quota. Take your time. If that means you only get through a few Scriptures in a day or a few Scriptures in a week, take your time, but meditate on the Word. Don't just go through it to get through it. Read it to comprehend. Read it to feed your mind and feed your spirit. Well, amen. I thank you for taking the time and waiting for me to speak my mind and give you these ideas. And I just pray right now that you feel encouraged to wait patiently on the Lord today. Wait patiently on the Lord this week, this month. Give him the time that he is deserving of. So Lord, right now, I thank you. I thank you that you meet us in our times of waiting on you. You meet us in our times of worship and prayer. When we lift up your name, Father, you meet us where we are. God, I pray for those listening right now that you would bring encouragement to the listener, wherever they are, whenever they're listening, Father, that they would be encouraged by this, Father, and they would learn to wait on you, learn to blot out the distractions, and to just focus on you, and to give you the time that you deserve, and not rush through our time with you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you that your mercies are new every day. And I thank you, God, that you're doing a new thing in this listener today. I give you praise and thanks, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.